Hey guys, it's Tia, and you're listening to my new podcast, What Now? I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. I will be debuting it New Year's Day. If you're listening to this, you weren't aware that it was coming. I did no promotion for this. I didn't tell anyone that I was working on it or that I would be putting anything out. But surprise, here we are. It's been a full year at this point since publicly separating from my husband. I say publicly because we separated from each other. I moved out of our family home with the kids a year and a half, closer to 2 years ago. But I didn't say anything to anyone. I didn't make it public knowledge. I didn't share anything, nothing, until right around this time, a year ago. I was finally ready last year to fully move on. And when I say fully move on, not necessarily from my marriage, because I had already done that, but move on in a sense of starting a new chapter with a clean slate. I was ready to start dating again. I was ready to embark on a new career path. I was just ready to redefine my life for myself as a single woman. Anybody who is listening who's a mother and or a wife knows how consuming both of those titles can be, especially if you are both, and how easy it can be to lose yourself in those roles. And once any of those roles and titles are stripped from you, you kind of search for a new identity. And there is a internal grappling of not being able to go back to your old previous self before marriage and before children, because with those life events, you just simply aren't the same person anymore. So it's impossible to go back to that old version of you. But at the same time, you don't know what a new version looks like. And I feel like 2021 for me was a discovery of who I am now. Who I am as a mother of two young girls, who I am as an ex-spouse, who I am as a girlfriend, who I am as a friend, a sister, a daughter, as a 30-something-year-old woman in the world, on my own, for lack of better words. I think 2021 was a very stimulating year for me. A lot happened. And it was very different from the last 5 years of my life as a wife. If there's one thing I've learned from being married already, is that you can't allow the good things to overshadow the bad, and you can't make permanent decisions based on the good while ignoring the negative and the bad. No one is perfect. No relationship is perfect. There will always be difficult parts of any relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship with a partner or a spouse, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a family relationship, a work relationship. Any relationship has its bright spots and its dark spots. But as you age and as you gain experience in life, the goal is to vet those bright and dark spots, and to make sure that the dark spots that you commit to and you sign up for are not so dark that they become new traumas that you have to heal from or escape from. I think what was difficult for me this year was realizing that just because I've left a toxic marriage, and just because I am no longer bound to a man that was difficult to be married to, and I'm no longer involved with a relationship and a marriage that was traumatic and hurtful for me in a lot of ways, it doesn't mean that the alternative is perfect bliss. I think I went into this new year feeling so liberated and freed that I hadn't prepared myself enough for the difficult times that were bound to happen, regardless of the severity of the bad times. Just like relationships, life itself is not always perfect. And I think I was just so happy and felt so free to be out of such a stifling marriage that I just thought, oh, anything else is better than this. Anything is going to be great. Everything's going to be wonderful. And a lot of things were wonderful. There were a lot of bright spots in my year this past year. And I am forever grateful for those bright spots. But I think being naive and not preparing myself for the difficulties made them even harder than they would have been had I prepared myself for them. Or had I just been more realistic about the possibility of them happening at all. I've told many people this year in conversation, friends, partners. I've always said that I didn't get a divorce because I didn't want to be married. I got a divorce because I just wasn't married to the right person. And what I mean by that is, you know, there are some people who get married and they settle down and then they realize after they've done it that that's just not the life for them. That's not the life they want. They feel restricted. They feel chained down. It's just not what they want. That was never me. The idea of marriage, the idea of being settled, the idea of consistency and routine and having a partner day in and day out that was yours has always appealed to me, and it still does. So my divorce was never because I rejected that idea. My divorce was just simply that I embarked on that with the wrong person for me. And so when I entered into, I've been in two serious relationships this year. In both of those relationships, I entered completely wanting it to be a serious and permanent situation. Of course, you can't predict anything. You know, you can't enter a relationship as much as we may want to and just say, yep, this is it. This is going to work. No questions about it. No doubt. No nothing. This is going to work. It's impossible. If we could do that, we wouldn't have the divorce rate that we have. But you can enter relationships with intention, and you can enter relationships with full faith in what you're trying to do and what your goals are. And that's what I did with both relationships that I found myself in this year. And I think the hardest thing for me with ending this year and looking back on the last 365 days, almost exactly, because the first relationship that I found myself in this year actually was with the man who invited me to his New Year's Eve party. So what time is it? I'm recording this at, it's 9:15. This time exactly a year ago, I was pulling up to his house. It was about 9-something that I was pulling up to his house. So it's literally been exactly 365 days. And he ended up being a person that I spent a good portion of this year in a serious monogamous relationship with. I think the hardest takeaway from this year is knowing that I gave so much of myself to two people that I loved and that I knew loved me, but just didn't know how to love me properly. And sure, there were life lessons, as with any relationship. I always try to find a lesson and a takeaway so that I don't feel like my time was wasted or that everything was in vain. But I think the hardest part about this past year is that I invested so much of myself, and had such good intention with everything that I did. And to feel like, both times I did that, it only resulted in me being absolutely crushed and heartbroken, is a lot to deal with. It's a lot to grapple with. And it makes it confusing walking into 2022. Because I'm in a weird space of still wanting that. And that still being my goal, ultimately. But also feeling like maybe I'm better off not wanting that. And by that I mean love and just a serious relationship where I'm taken care of in every way. Because I feel like I deserve that. I'm a good person. I deserve for my emotions, my feelings, my mental health, my physical self to all be taken care of with great care. Because when I love someone, that's what I do for them. And that is what my intent is with them. And so walking into 2022, I think this is the first time in my life where I truly have my guard up. I always kind of prided myself on going through hard times and having tough relationships and, you know, having things sometimes end not so great and, you know, going through experiences that give most women trust issues or make them build up walls and become very guarded. I've always kind of been able to navigate around that and still be very open and vulnerable when I decided to give my time and my heart to someone. And I think for the first time, I'm 13 days shy of turning 33. And I think for the first time in my life, there's some walls up now. Oh, I said I wasn't gonna cry. I still believe in love, in pure love, in real love. I do. But it's becoming harder and harder to think that it's gonna find me. Or that I'm gonna find it. In February, I take my real estate exam. I'm also planning on finishing up my EP. I know I've been saying that for a while. And if I'm being completely honest with you and myself, a lot
lot of pain and heartache that I've been dealing with this year and confusion that I've been dealing with this year has contributed to it being so delayed. I'm not one of those artists that when I'm hurting, I get my best material. And when I'm, you know, in pain or going through heartbreak, that's when I write a hit song. I am the person that is most creative when I am flourishing and when my heart is not heavy. When I'm hurting and depressed, everything shuts down, including my creativity. And so I've many times been absent from the studio for long periods of time because there's just nothing there for me. So I'm hoping that this coming year, I guess I can just focus on making music, finishing the EP that I started, passing my real estate exam, and getting on my feet with my career. I still want to be optimistic. I still want to say that I'm open to love and a relationship with the right man should it find me and should it cross my path. But a big part of me feels like I'm running so far away in the opposite direction from that right now. And who knows if it'll change? Who knows if that will be different? But for right now, I just don't think I have it. I think I finally have had my heart crushed enough to where I'm like tapping out, like, all right, I get it, universe. I hear you. So yeah, welcome to my podcast. I'm so sorry, my first one is so heavy, and I promise this is not going to be the norm. It's not going to be like this. But what it will be, and I can promise you that, is that it will always be authentic, and it will always be real, and it will always be transparent and vulnerable and truthful. And so you might run into an episode where it sounds a lot like this, and there's tears, and there's deep introspection, and a lot of self-reflecting. And then you'll tune in weeks when I'm telling you a juicy story, like we're two girlfriends sitting on the couch splitting a bottle of wine, you know? And then there will be weeks that are educational, and I'll have guests on that are experts in sex and finances and anything else you could think of. It will be all encompassing because I feel like me as a person, I am very diverse. I'm very complex. I'm multifaceted. And anything that I do and anything that I share with you all as a piece of me and as a representation of me has to reflect that and has to be true to that. So you'll get a lot with my podcast, and I really hope that you enjoy it. And I really hope that you stick around every week and are looking forward to new episodes and subscribe and become a fan. So, thank you for listening to the first episode of my podcast, What Now with Tia. And I hope that you stick around. I hope that we can have lots of fun and laughs and tears and everything in between together. I'll see you next week, and Happy New Year.